1 Corinthians 4, verse 1 through 3, judged of no man. He said, let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. But with me, it is a very small thing that I should be judged of you or of man's judgment. Yea, I judge not mine own self. Paul says a very queer thing here. I judge not mine own self. Isn't that interesting? When you read that, it's amazing to me that most people, they come across a phrase or a verse or part of a verse in the Bible, and they just read it, and then they read a word like, I judge not mine own self, and then he goes on and says, for I know nothing, and all of these sorts of things. But those are the kind of things that stop me. I judge not mine own self. This indicates to me a total liberty, a total peace, and whom, and what he is. He said, I judge not mine own self. He's a totally mature, born-again child of God. And it verifies his comments in 1 Corinthians 2:15. He said, I'm judged of no man, not even self. Isn't that an amazing thing? See, that's a man that's living above. That's a man that's living separate. That's a man that's actually, I know we're in the world, but in a sense, he's out of the world. He's come free of that thing, totally in God's hands. And we see this in verse 4. He said, for I know nothing by myself. Yet am I not hereby justified. But he that judgeth me is the Lord. You see that? Totally in God's hands. I know nothing by myself. What a glorious statement. He declares that he's justified. I had a talk with Brother Robert yesterday. I was telling him some things that I had come across that I'm speaking to you this morning that are blessing to me. If you look in Romans chapter 3, verse 24. We're told that being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. And then in Romans 8 and verse 30, we're told, moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. These things used to be taught. They're not anymore. The attributes of God. And justification. And over the years, I've met many in religion who profess to be saved, but yet know little of these things. I told Brother Robert, isn't it an amazing thing? I'm justified. If you've been redeemed, you've been born again in the Spirit of God, you're justified. What does that mean? I'm just. I am declared just. I am justified. Now let me ask you something. Do I need throughout my life to continue to try to prove this? Do I need to continue? Do I have to live? Oh, I have to dress this way. I have to talk this way. Oh, I have to be this way. No, I'm justified. I'm not going to be justified. I am justified. And so these people profess, they know little of these things. They're most often not even spoke of. They're still in sin. Same creature, but a new title. Have you ever just thought, you're justified? You're sanctified. Do you see? We spoke last week of my people. I know my people. And that's why Paul orders the examination in 2 Corinthians 13:5. You've heard me, you know, examine your own. Know you not that Christ is in you? You don't even know if Christ is in you? Who'll admit to having Christ in them? They'll admit they love, because the words mean things. Oh, I'm saved. Well, do you have Christ in you? Well, yeah, really. Do you have Christ in you? You see? Are you a saint? If you have Christ in you, you're a saint. You're not a sinner. You mean you're a sinner and you have Christ in you? What? You can't mix Christ and Belial. You can't do that. Does he not say in 1 Corinthians 2:16, but we have the mind of Christ? Right? Romans 8:14, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Romans 8:9, but you're not in the flesh. If so be the Spirit of Christ live in you. So be Christ live in you. You're not in the flesh, you see. There's your examination. One is either in Christ or one is not. The Bible says, Christ in me. Quit worrying about are you saved. If Christ's in you, if you're justified, why? I wonder if I'm really saved. I wonder if I'm... You either are or you aren't. You see, you're either a new creature or you're not. And if you're a new creature, you know you're a new creature. I'm pretty sure that no one in hell will have Christ in them. I'm fairly assured of that. If the ministers today would but deal honestly on these issues, instead of creating twofold more children of hell, speak honestly of the attributes of the old and the new creature. This is what I was, he said, such were some of you, and this is what I am now. How can a man not know that? Jonathan Edwards spoke frankly of these things in his work, book called Religious Affections, which none of you have read. An entire book on the subject of true conversion. It troubled him greatly. Throughout 25, 30 years, it troubled him. And his own church fired him for these very issues, that those professing Christ be examined. You see? Proverbs 20:27 says, the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching the inward parts of the belly. God sees right through us. He sees right through us. The Lord sees, just like, some of you are not from the country. When you candle an egg, and you hold that egg up to, they call it candling. We have brighter lights now, but anyway, you hold up that light, and you can see if that egg is fertile. You can see right through that egg. And that's the way they believe that men are before God. He said the candle. He can see right through us. Paul speaks very frankly to these Corinthians, as I do to you. Verse 15 and verse 16 in our text, 1 Corinthians 4, he said, for though you have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet have ye not many fathers. For in Christ Jesus have I begotten you through the gospel. Wherefore I beseech you, be ye followers of me. I have this special relationship with some of you. I had it with others that came before me. That's Christ's way. That's the way this thing works. Excuse me. How sorry I feel for those who've never had a father in the Lord. Paul said, I speak the truth. I lie not. Concerning the things of the Lord, I'll tell you that I speak as frankly as I possibly can to you. I always have. If God gives me something, I give it to you. I remember as yesterday standing in a kitchen in Roanoke Park, California. And I'm talking to these three men who had just returned from a church singing practice, I believe. And the Lord had given me a word before I left for California, Ezekiel 46:9, that you never, if you go in by the south door, you leave by the north door. And if you go into the temple, you never go out the same door that you came in. And one man, and I remember it well. The rest of them looked at me like most I've preached to, like, what? What are you talking about? One man, Jeff Boyd, he heard that word. And to this very day, he heard that word. It's never changed. He remembers that from whatever that 15, I don't know how long ago it was. He's still with us. He remembers that word. That word was for him. The girl, was it Romans 8:7? I think it was. She comes in and sees Romans 8:7. And those words, they're engraved upon their hearts. From that day forward, they'll never forget those words, just like some words that I've had. As surely as the woman at the well in John 4. What she said, come see a man who told me all things ever I did. Their souls were laid bare that day. That candle shined and they were revealed. And if you don't know anything about, I can't help you. Don't tell me this word's not sharper than any two-edged sword. I've seen it cut and I felt it cut. Psalm 119:105. Anybody know Psalm 119:105? Look at it, brother. This word is a what?
The word is a lamp unto my feet.
The word's a lamp unto my, and a what?
A light unto my path.
And a light unto my path. Lamp unto my feet. I can see my feet. And there's my path, and a light under my path. That one verse would separate 9 out of 10 in every church. God wrote a book about me. Did y'all know that? You want to read my story of my life? God wrote a book about me. The first five verses of the Bible are the story of my life. In the beginning, God created me, and I was without form and void. Did you know in Psalm 139:15 says I was created in the lower parts of the earth? You didn't know that, did you? You were too, by the way. In the beginning, God created me, and I was without form and void. And the Spirit of God moved over me, and God said, let there be light in me. See, the first five verses of the Bible. You read it about the earth, I read it about me. Don't go out the same door. Right there. Don't go out the same door. Out with that carnal mind. And God saw Christ and me, and he separated the old and the new. And he called me his son. Right there. First five verses of the Bible. My life story. Now I could tell others that. Oh, I'd like to hear your testimony. Well, read the first five verses of the Bible. They go, what? Well, you know what I know? They don't know about the candle. They don't know about the light. They don't know about they don't know about going in the same. You see? He called the light day. I have a new name written down in glory. I've got a white stone. It's got a new name on it. Thou art Simon, thou shalt be called Cephas. There's my testimony. The first five verses of the Word of God. No wonder I can say as Paul, I'm judged of no man. Are you kidding me? You see? I judge not mine own self. I'm justified. He said, I'm sanctified. He said, I'm glorified. Amen. Amen. Do you see that? Now, as if that wouldn't be enough, I've got here a bonus. I want to, now we've covered that, and I want to talk to you, this is not very long, this little bonus. You get a bonus. Oh, is that included with a meal? It's included with a meal. In Psalm 139, the 139th Psalm. Now I want to start in verse 14. I'm going to read down through verse 24. Some of this doesn't really have to do with it, but I like it. I said it to some folks this morning. He said, I want to talk to you about your body. Your body, okay? We all have them. I'm looking at you. Even the littlest one. We have these bodies. He said, I will praise thee, starting in verse 14. I will praise thee. Why? Because for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. I've lived longer than any of you. I've got the oldest body here. We've got the youngest body and the oldest body right here. He said, my substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. We just read that. Just spoke of that. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written. I just told you the first five, it's all written. Which in continuance were fashioned when as yet there was none of them. How precious are thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they're more in number than the sand. When I awake, I'm still with thee. And then I'm going to give you a little bonus to a bonus. Surely thou wilt slay the wicked, O God. Amen. Today be good. Depart from me, therefore, ye bloody men, for they speak against thee wickedly, and thine enemies take thy name in vain. Excuse me. Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee? And am not I grieved with those that rise up against thee? I hate them with a perfect hatred. I count them mine enemies. Search me. Candle. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me. And lead me in the way everlasting. Oh my, how wonderful. Did you read it? Consider your life on this earth. But a vapor, James said. But oh, what a vapor. Because it's the time in eternity when I discover Christ. See, I'm an eternal being. But there's this one small vapor in between before and after, which actually don't exist in eternity, but I'm not going there. But there's this one small speck in now what we call time, time-bound beings, when you and I are reborn. Just like there was a one, seemed like a long time then, but it's a short time. And that baby came forth. See? Very important time. when we discover Christ, when my calling and election are made sure, when I'm justified. I am born and made, listen, in whose image? We don't think about that. Boy, don't tell the Baptists. You see? Somehow we've gotten away from this wonderful body. Now I'm talking about the body, okay? This marvelous life that God has given us. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own. And I put, whoa! You think about that. 1 Corinthians 6:19. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God? Now look, and ye are not your own. That's the important. You're not your own. You give that great thought and consideration. Verse 20. For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in what? Your body. And in your spirit, which are God's. This body belongs to God. Okay? And we've lost the body part in religion. He said to glorify God in your body. They don't preach that. In your body, you see? And they treat your today as if your body be refuse. How blasphemous. He just said we're fearfully and wonderfully made. It's my body. Who made this body? I didn't make it. And I believe that we confuse the body with flesh. That's what I told Brother Robert yesterday. I'm not in the flesh if Christ be in me. Flesh is the spirit. It's not the body. Do you see that? That is, in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. Not my body. How can I glorify God with something if it was, you see? I'm no longer in the flesh, but I am in the body. And it's wonderfully made. You ever just look, I read an article this week about the eye they've now discovered, because I don't know what color. I know some people are going to, maybe somebody will hear this and go, what? I don't know what color my eyes are. They actually change, I guess. I don't know what color they are. And when I go for a driver's license, I just tell them something different every time. Okay? And they don't know, because they don't know what color they are. And they used to think there were just a couple, two or three, for the color of your eyes, but now they've discovered there's 50 or whatever. Okay? You ever? And so they had a picture of an eye, just the eye. I think eyes are beautiful. I think, like in the Middle Eastern countries, and the only thing they show is the woman, she just shows her. She doesn't need to show anything else. Your eyes tell it all. They're the windows to the soul. They're the windows to the body. You ever just look at an eye? How incredible they are? You ever look at a close-up of an eye? You can pull up a picture. We have computers. And just look at that eye. It's incredible. Just that one small part of what? This body. And we're to glorify God in our body. Not just the spirit, but the body that God created in His own image. You want to read about the body, you want to read a love story, you can go over there to is it the Song of Solomon? Mm-hmm. Preached on that a long time ago. Yeah. He's got some nice words for it. Okay? The body. The body is an incredible thing. This body's speaking to you. That body's speaking to Mama. And she just stood up. And she's moving around. Go look at the animals. They can't do that. Although some people think they can. They cannot. Those animals weren't created in God's image. You and I were. So this bonus that goes with the other message. Judged of no man. Justified. Do you see? This is pretty heady stuff. This is a glorious thing. Who's this body belong to? God. Here, God. Who's that body belong to? Him, the mother and the father. See? Uh-oh, he didn't like that. He won't like it more down the road. I mean, how glorious. When you actually read the Bible and it becomes real and it becomes alive and it's like, oh, wow, I'm justified. I don't have to try. Oh, well, you're justified if you live like this or you join this or you do this or you do this. Now you, no, sir. I was justified 2,000 years ago, son, and you can't change that. It's who I am and it's what I am. I'm fearfully and I'm wonderfully made.